This is Greg.
This is Robert. We didn't give you a last report out of Oulu. We had one small meeting that we thought was going to be small in a house way out in the country. It came out to be about 50 people in the house. It was packed out. They were even in the stairway. And God did some incredible things there in this house before we left to move on.
The next day we moved on to Isalmi, and then after that we ministered there. Gail was really hurting that night. He could barely hold his head up. We stopped the meeting in the middle and prayed, gathered around him and prayed, and the force came back into him. And the next day was incredible. He was back to condition, and right now he's actually better than I saw him even at the beginning of the trip. So it's amazing what God's done with the health of this man that was supposed to be dead 6 months ago. The night after the meeting, he saw me. We got together in Hanu's house, who's another member of our team here, who'd been driving us around, taking videos, got some great footage. We ministered to the pastor and some of the chief leaders in the house there. It was totally unplanned, but God began to move and give us words and visions, and they wanted to know how they need to structure the church there to move into what God wants them to do and take the city. And so we did, and it was great.
We went from there to Kaiani, which is a church in the city, and they take people that come off the street into there, and there's been incredible work for those people. A lot of people are getting saved in that area. And God did some miraculous things where he went into people's lives and things that they had stored up for years. He was setting people free. And it was wonderful to see as the messages came to an end and we began to minister how God just touched the different people. There were words for the church, specific things that were being said for this body. And after that was done, there was a word that was given that the Kaiani Church was a rose that was about to open. And a rose was presented that we had purchased earlier to give to the Pastor Leah, which had given us total freedom to work in the church there. And it was quite a moving time as this rose was presented in this church. I believe that God had broken down another barrier that had been built up and begin to release himself in this body, bringing new life once again.
We moved on to the city of Yuka, where two pastors had gotten together to put on a special function at a hotel. And so everyone went there was people that wanted a little more. They wanted to know what God wanted them to move into. We even had people there from the Lutheran Church, which was pretty surprising. And the city, that was known as a city with a lot of occultism in it. We could actually feel the oppression there. But God responded that night. It's amazing to see what the demons would do with the bodies of some of these people to keep us from praying for them and commanding them, taking authority in Jesus' name to leave them alone. But God overcame. It was amazing. The people responded. They said that the messages we've been giving were exactly what they needed. So keep praying that we hear exactly what we're supposed to do.
Then we went to Paliyarvi, and we were in a church that was fairly new. They'd been building on this church and moved it out where it was more available to the people. And it was a great night where there was a great breaking away from a lot of the things that they were used to. And God began to minister to the people afterwards where he had us call out or pointed out different people to us. And we would walk up to those people and we would begin to give them words. It's a little more new on the newer side for us. But we're stretching and we're moving, and because of your prayers, we believe we're having a greater confidence to go and do what God is asking us to do. We would stand there and we would give the word to the person. They would break down and God would begin to set people free. There was one man who his leg had been injured for 15 years, though I didn't know that. And before that, he said, this man is having tax problems. This man was a very old man. man. And I thought, why would God be telling me about tax problems? And so we went on ahead and said it, and he looked up and he said, yes, I can't even pay my debts because my leg injury that has been so long, I can't work. And God began to touch that man's leg at the same time, and afterwards was getting up and saying, my leg is completely different than it has been for 15 years. God began to touch people, setting them free, going deep into their lives and pulling out the garbage and throwing it on the ground and setting people free where they could get up, walk in freedom once again. Thanks, Lord.
Thank you, God, that you still follow us with signs and wonders. It's really makes a huge impact on after we give the messages to say, yes, this is from the Lord. God sent these guys, and we appreciate all the prayers that you've been sending up. God's been responding to them. We're in the city of Tomahatovi right now, which is near the Russian border. It's not that far from St. Petersburg, but it's a nice place out by a lake. God gave us a couple days to relax out here. The people that have put us up have just been fantastic. So we have time to catch up on what we need to do. We're having a meeting Wednesday night. They deserve to have a great meeting, so please pray for that because they're really hungry. They're really hungry, and we want God to do something special for them. Then from there, we'll be moving on into cities of Mykolaiv, and then on down to Kuvala, Klaukala, and returning back on the 2nd. But we'll try to get back to you before then, let you know what's going on.
See you later.
Bye-bye.